everyone. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And before we get into our regularly scheduled little rhyme or reason, we're going to go ahead and play a little PSA for you all. You know how it goes.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Okay, once again, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park.
Hey, y'all. What up? Welcome to 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Welcome to 6 p.m. on Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's the name of this show.
It's Rhyme or Reason.
Okay, true.
So it's not.
So this is Rhyme or Reason, hosted by me, DJ Momo.
And me, DJ J-May.
I almost forgot my DJ name there for a second.
I feel like you were about to say mine.
No.
Yeah, you were.
Call me by your name.
Guys, whoa. Okay, that's like freak.
We're going to talk about that movie when we're muted because I have a lot to say.
It's freak. I loved that movie when I first discovered it in like middle school and like I read the book and everything. Like I was like, I really liked it.
I watched it for the first time this summer and I was gagged, and not because it was good. Anyway, we will talk about that when we're muted. This is for all our lovers of good music and good poetry out there. And for anyone who doesn't know how this goes, for Rhyme or Reason, we just read a little poem, and then we're going to play some songs that go along with it.
Yeah.
Whether that's based on vibes or just thematically, there is what?
Always Rhyme and Reason.
Hey, Rhyme and Reason. Switching it up today.
What if there's always Rhyme and Reason? What happens?
Well, rhyme and or reason, you know?
And or. And true, or. True. Oh, wait. I forgot, like, I'm starting.
You don't have to. I can start if you want.
Do you want to? I don't care. Wait, I don't know.
It's your theme. It's your theme.
Wait, but it's not even my theme. Like, it was just, like, I just, like, said that.
No, but it came from you.
It did.
Do you want to start it?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, this is for, like, off, when we turn the mic off. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, guys, wait, there's gonna be a magic switch.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the good mic. I'm, like, getting crowned right now. Whoa, okay, beautiful. Okay, so the first poem I have is actually not strictly a poem. Should we just, here we go.
Yeah.
Wait.
My computer's still over there.
Wait, what if
Maybe
I just...
this wasn't the move.
No. Okay, listen. I'll do it for the first half, and then we can just switch back.
Okay.
Guys, we're still getting used to the mechanics of this. Which aux is this?
Two. Mine's on two.
Okay, bet. I've been saying bet a lot. I don't know.
You literally are becoming like a middle school boy.
Wait, that's vibes, though.
Is that vibes?
Is that not vibes?
No.
Oh, okay. but it's not necessarily a poem, but it's fairy song from a Midsummer's Night.
These headphones work.
Wow. Okay, what a win. What a win. Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare.
Really?
How do you feel about William Shakespeare?
I have mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I liked Shakespeare, then I took a class on Shakespeare and I declared I don't like him.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I don't dislike Shakespeare just by nature of it being Shakespeare. There are some aspects of Shakespeare that I don't like and I think are very overhyped. But, you know, like, first off, I have to acknowledge what he's done for our language. Like
good things or bad things?
Good things.
Okay.
He's invented words.
I'm not really hip to him like that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you anything, like, specific things off the top of my head, but I know I've heard stuff like that. over time, like, where people will be like, oh, yeah, that's from Shakespeare. Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. And, like, he...
He was a pioneer. For the drama, for
the arts.
Yeah,
like, I have to admit, like, he had very, very clever writing and very... Just some of the plays are not as... I don't like as much.
What's your
but
favorite?
Honestly, I like some of... Well, okay. Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet.
Wait, Romeo and Juliet is really good. People don't interpret it the right way, though.
Agree. It's not some
it
great love story.
Wait, I'm saying, it's like, it shouldn't... Thank you. Yeah. First of all, thank you. And it shouldn't be taught to middle schoolers because they don't know what's up.
I don't think... Yeah. I think there are simpler Shakespeare plays to teach to middle schoolers.
Yeah, I think it's a really beautiful... Like, wait, Mercutio is my favorite because he's, like, the... Mm. He's, like, the fourth wall embodied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Romeo and Juliet, I thought, was like, okay, it's a Shakespeare play. And then, I mean, I liked it probably more than some of the others. But then I went and saw it.
Oh my God. Is anyone else having allergies right now?
I'm not.
Okay. I don't know. Is that fall allergies?
I don't have seasonal allergies though.
Oh, okay.
So
guys, if you are having fall allergies, I feel you, bro. We're in this together.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the, wait.
Okay,
so
well, while you're sniffling and whatever. So I saw Romeo and Juliet in January with Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler, and I
right
I died.
Yeah,
this is I'm coming to you as a ghost right now.
Broadcasting live. Where do ghosts exist though?
Like, I'm what's broadcasting their live from limbo.
From limbo. Ugh, literally every day. That's the realest thing I've ever heard. I'm always broadcasting live from limbo.
From purgatory.
From purgatory. Oh, no, actually, oh my gosh, wait, this is, I met, like, someone, they just knew, so it was, like, crazy, but yeah. Yeah, guys, it was crazy. Okay, back to the poem. It's called Fairy Song. It happens in the form of song. I'm not going to sing it, unfortunately, but you can look up the sheet music if you would like, if you're so intrigued. But yeah, it's called Fairy Song. All right, let's go. You spotted snakes with double tongue, thorny hedgehogs, be not seen. Newts and blind worms do no wrong. Come not near our fairy queen. Philomel with melody, sing in our sweet lullaby, la 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 lullaby, a la 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 lullaby. Never harm, nor spell, nor charm, come our lovely lady nigh, so good night with lullaby. Weaving spiders come not here, hence you long-legged spinners, hence. Beetles black approach not near, worm nor snail do not offense. Philomel with melody. And then they just sing.
Aww.
Yeah, it was cute.
Hey, I love the way you read it. Like, you read that so, like, daintily. Like, I don't know.
Yay, thank you.
It very much fit the theme. Well, should we talk about the theme?
Oh, I just like fairy.
Yeah, DJ J May texted me and said, oh. And we were like, do we have, sorry, my mic was like.
Oh.
Texted me and was like, do we have a theme for this week? Yesterday.
It's always Wednesday, guys.
And I was like, no.
No.
And they were like, do you want to do no theme? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, what about, like, fairy princess?
Wait, okay, I think I was inspired by the doll I just got. Like, that image just
for
came
sure.
to my head. Yeah. But I've always been on my fairy princess grind just because that's always been my vibe. I'm kind of a more, which is kind of funny. That's why I like it, because I think it's funny, because I was a really angry child. And I feel like that carries over to me as an adult. Not angry, but more so, like, stern, perhaps. But no, pink was always my favorite color. And, like, I always loved being, like, princess and fairy. Which I think doesn't exactly fit with, like, the way I present myself.
You're kind of like a grungy fairy.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, sometimes I like to get into the pink.
Oh, I'd love to get into the pink.
I have a pink tumbler that I carry around, and it's because I work at the Spot Mini College Park. It's right there.
I was laughing because you said tumbler, and I thought tumbler... Like, a black.
No, 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 sweetie. No, honey.
So not all of us, huh?
No, not all of us, honey. But yeah, sometimes I just love to get into the whimsy of it.
Yeah, and it just reminds me of being young and being free. Being free on the farm is something that I always talk about, and I feel like people don't get it. But, like, were you raised on a farm, perchance?
No. Were you?
Not necessarily. Like, my grandma, though.
Okay.
Like, she like, always brought me to the farm.
Okay.
And, like, she's my G. She's my day one.
Your G-ma.
Exactly. Wait, is that, like, a thing in frats? They're, like, G-bit. G-G.
G-bag. Yeah.
G-bag. I think it's funny because it's, like, grandma.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so those two songs I have for you are more whimsical and girly. Low-key, as always. But yeah, it's Calling on Angels by Amelia Magdalena, and then Impossible by Lila Foy. The second one I got from BoJack Horseman, take that as you.
Sorry. Just play the song.
Wait, sorry, I canceled us way too early. Okay, now come and listen. Thanks for tuning in to WMU Slay.
One sec, technical difficulties.
Your gaze, my heart seems so.
Okay, hello everybody. We're back. Welcome back to WMUCFM College Park.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back. I hope you guys like this song. It's pretty mellow, pretty chill. I feel like it fits the vibe of late, as of late. Oh my gosh, I woke up today and I was in such a bad mood and I had no idea why. Like, I was like, what the heck? Because I was like angry that I was in a bad mood. Because I was like, why? This doesn't make sense.
Now I get that.
Yeah. Ugh, I think it's like school is just evil. Ugh, I feel for everybody in college right now. Everybody taking classes. I'm sorry. We're going to get this degree, guys. We got this, okay?
We are going to get this degree.
We're going to get this degree.
We are going to get this degree. And if, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're past and if you're past that, congratulations, you know?
I'm jealous. Congratulations, singular.
Yeah, I like to say congratulations. Like, I like when things
are singular. If you do one thing, you get one congratulations.
Exactly.
If you are really good, you get congratulations.
And it's like a handful of them.
Yes.
Wait, no, I had something else to say and then I forgot. No. I just like to do things in the singular. Like, oh, I'm about to go to Looney.
I've heard you say that one before. Yeah.
Like, oh, I went to Looney last because, like, are you kidding me? Like, okay, anyways, I'm sorry. Okay, the next poem I have is just a found poem. You know, it's by, quote-unquote, The Broken Man in 2012. So
The Broken Man.
The Broken Man wrote this, so keep that in mind. Okay, so this is called The Girl in the Field. The sunlight dances through the air, but sunlight's grace cannot compare to the dancer's nimble feet, which brush across a field of wheat. Her feet can barely touch the ground before she's off in leaps and bounds. As she whirls from place to place, her brown curls around her face. Softly it obscures her smile, but I know she smiles all the while. For what greater show of joy is there to dance without a care to a song that's carried in the air? And then there's two more lines, but I don't want to read them. So I'm not going to.
Sorry, I just had to.
You can read them. You're allowed to read them.
No, I'm not going to read it out loud because this is how you've chosen to share this poem.
Yes.
And I respect that. But
okay.
I just had to stop and like look over and read it because I was curious.
Do you agree with my decision?
I don't disagree with it.
Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to find a poem that my favorite thing to feel in the world is to feel like free and dancing in the field or in the sand. Like, it's like my favorite feeling in the whole entire world is like just dancing in the sand or dancing in the dark. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And I reread it and I agree with your decision.
Okay.
Also, I get that because I literally just said to my friends, like, there's record of it. I said something along the lines of, I just want to dance barefoot in a field in a white
linen dress
and be free.
Yes.
And
I want to get the dress dirty. I want to get it so dirty.
And here I am. And I want to walk through a stream with my bare feet.
Yes. Wait, actually, no, I don't. It's cold.
Yeah, that's the point. It feels good. You've just been dancing in the sun.
Oh, wait, true.
And you're in the woods, and the light is glowing through the leaves, just like a subtle greenish tinted glow. Anyway,
this is like what I would imagine like in high school, like when I had like maladaptive daydreaming.
But so instead, I'm here.
In College Park.
In College Park.
So should we go to the McKeldin?
Should we go to my laptop?
Wait, McKeldin Mall?
At all times.
McKeldin Mall.
The fountain.
So we can dance in the grass and then put our feet in the fountain.
Yeah, that's the grass I want to dance in. And that's the stream I want to
Can you imagine through. There's people just, you know, minding their business on the mall?
Have you swam in the fountain?
No, I've never. I have. I know you have.
And I want to swim in all the fountains on campus.
Whoa, aren't there many?
Yeah.
Wait, kind of like I need to start with a big one.
It's kind of like a goal of mine before I graduate. But so far, two years in so far, almost 2.5, and
wait, it could be like a senior scavenger.
It might have to be a senior scavenger, yeah. Because so far my only progress is the ODK fountain.
What's ODK?
Mikkelden.
What does ODK mean though?
I don't know. I think it's some frat.
Oh, I thought
Omicron
it was
Delta Kappa.
I thought it was like just like in an internet abbreviation, an internet slang. Like ODK, like OG.
No, I know what you mean. I'm just trying to think of what that could possibly be.
What it could be.
Anyway.
Original drinking king.
Okay, play your music.
Why? Why would I want to talk? Okay, actually, you guys should listen to the music. Whoa.
So anyway, we're away from the fountain. Let's get back to the dancing in the breeze.
Yes, dancing in the breeze, dancing in the woods.
In a white linen dress.
Okay, guys, we're having some technical difficulties.
Okay, don't even worry about it.
But, like, don't even worry about it. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so I have some Indigo D'Souza. They're having a concert next week. If anyone else is going, I'm going. So if you guys want
to
hang out.
I didn't know that's the concert you're going to.
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Wait, you know them? You're hip?
I know, like, a few songs. Very, very.
Yeah,
very,
wait, no, very, me very, too. I feel like I'm not, like, too in deep to their discography.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
like
I wanted
that.
To play this. It's about being serious, but it's unserious. You'll listen to it and you'll get the vibe. It's their new song. And then I have some Carole King and some Kate Bush because I feel like that's, like, mother tells me to mother tells me to dance, and so I dance. All right. I hope you guys enjoy. Blah, blah, blah. Meow.
Putting on a face, I decompress, run like just can't tame. I just got to have your baby. Yeah. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, like tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, like tumbling down. I just lose control down to my very soul. Tumbling
Babushka by Kate Bush, of course. And you're listening to WMC, by the way. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
It's Rhyme or Reason.
And right before that, we had some Carole King and some Indigo D'Souza before that. And yeah, life is good.
Life is... Honestly, that's what I'm saying. Like, life is good, but why am I upset? why am I upset?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to move into my fairy princess magic world.
Yay!
And we are going to start with this poem that I read in one of my classes last semester, my creative form and theory class, shout out.
Mm.
And it's called Girl God, and I loved it. And if you saw my Instagram story where I said I'm reading one of my favorite poems today, this is the one I was talking about. And it's Girl God, who's it by? Girl God by Melissa Bernal Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I kind of felt the fairy princess thing in less of like a, oh, actual magic fairies, and more of like a girlhood kind of way.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Girl God. My favorite iteration of God is 12-year-old Girl God. God of watermelon, bubblegum, and Dr. Pepper lip smackers. Of hologram stickers and locked diaries. Girl God of 1994. A God who never says anything mean about your bedroom when she comes over to spend the night. She can keep the secret about your brother's sadness, and you can cry and cry, and she won't be bored or make you feel like you have to say you're sorry for it. She smiles while running her chipped, glitter-polished fingers over the smooth spines of your books. Stands politely near the bed, uncertain about sitting until you say, "You can sit there if you want." And 12-year-old Girl God sits, relieved. She does my eyeliner like hers, a little too thick, with a black pencil pocketed from the Walgreens on the corner. She leans in so close, I smell her green apple shampoo, her wind song perfume. Girl God holds my eyelid taut with one small hand, her charm bracelet tinkling and catching the light. I can hardly breathe. When Girl God is catcalled for the first time, we whisper about it during band. "He was old enough to be my dad," she says, making that gross face 12-year-old girls do so well. If we tell her father, he'll say he wants to lock her up till she's 30. She rolls her dark eyes, eyelashes fluttering like bird wings, descending, as if he could. My Girl God is wise and beautiful. She is loving and kind. She shares her Cokes with me even though the health teacher says she shouldn't. It'd be better to have mono together anyway. We blow watermelon bubbles on the back of the bus. We play MASH and only write each other's names on the list 4 times. We lean close to share headphones. She winds and unwinds the cord around her finger. I think she's really pretty, and I know I love her. I'm not even scared. Girl God says she stole a new lip gloss from Walmart this time. She holds my chin steady to apply it. Hidden from everyone else, I am face to face with her. When I smile without meaning to, she scolds me a little, but it doesn't matter. We are best friends, and I know it. And I smile again because she's looking right at me. Her lip gloss so shiny, I can see myself in it.
Oh my God, I loved that.
Isn't it so cute?
I loved that. That was like, it was just like going to all, that's exactly what going to all girls school is like.
Is it?
Yes, except also vicious.
So true. I can relate.
You can relate.
No, I'm glad to have that insight.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's so, it's like deeply, oh my gosh, I like haven't used this mic and listened to my own voice, and it's actually insane. But it's just so, it's so, like, the details are so intimate. Like, I really like the details in there, because that's how you feel, I feel like, especially for me, like, romantically liking girls growing up, like, I feel like I did, like, notice a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm.
Yeah. I loved, like, when I first read this poem, just, like, the kind of, like, innocence in the feelings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And even though there's kind of this darkness where we have the moment where, like, she's catcalled.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is so, like, pure and intimate between Girl God and the narrator that none of that matters.
Yeah.
But then there's also the element of, like, are we ignoring Girl God's true problems because it's, like, a romanticized version But also, well, yeah, we're kids, so yeah, what else can what we else? Do?
What else? Literally. Wow. Wait, that's like a new character for my headcanon, Girl God.
I love Girl God.
Wait, I feel that way sometimes. Like, I feel like Girl God sometimes.
You feel like her?
Oh. Yeah, and like she comes out sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, I thought that was like thunder, but I think somebody...
It's, yeah, someone's in the playing drums. But yeah, my first song that I have for us today is Lola by Maud Latour. And yeah, that's just a song about, you know, protecting the girls and yeah, loving girls and nurturing.
I'm gonna cry.
Nurturing our friendships with like female friendships. Aww. And just having best friends and life being good and beautiful and wonderful and amazing. So Lola by Maud Latour, and then we've got some Taylor Swift and Chloe Moriondo coming up.
Yay.
So yeah.
Woohoo.
Passed down like folk songs, the love lasts so long. that must be why. And I think you should come live with me, and we can be pirates. Then you won't have to cry or hide in the closet. And just like a folk song, our love will be passed on. Please picture me in the weeds before I learned civility. I used to scream ferociously anytime I wanted. Sweet tea in the summer, cross my heart, won't tell no other. And though I can't recall your face, I still got love for you. Pack your dolls in a sweater, we'll move to India forever. Pass down like folk songs, our love lasts so
everyone. You're listening to WMU Slay.
I was like gonna speak and then I didn't.
You can speak.
No, I was just gonna say I got back on EDU role. It's like not important.
Yay.
I was struggling.
She was. Been struggling for the past hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had one more song for that poem, but I'm just going to skip it because for the sake of time, we're going to move along to our next poem. That wrong thing.
That was crazy.
I meant to do that.
Okay.
Because I'm loud. But yeah, so I read a
silence.
Sorry, guys. If you didn't catch it, I don't know how well that translated, but I muted us.
Yeah,
both of
we got silenced.
Yeah, so I read a poem for my Dickinson class. And in class, we read it, and then we played Ivy by Taylor Swift. And we all just listened to it. And I was like, wait, this poem's kind of really good. And it kind of, to me, gives Fairy Princess. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read that. And it is Emily Dickinson, like I said. Now, Emily Dickinson's poems don't all necessarily have, like, titles, especially the ones that were sent in letters. So they're usually just titled after their first. And I'm turning my volume back up because I got quiet again. They're usually just titled after their first line of, like, the poem. So this one is Her Breast is Fit for Pearls, and it was sent in a letter to her lover. You can fight me on that.
Yeah, no.
Her lover.
Nobody's
going to
fight you on that.
I think
some would.
I think some men will.
I see.
Yeah. So anyway, this is sent in a poem to her lover, Susan. Her breast is fit for pearls. Her breast is fit for pearls. But I was not a diver. Her brow is fit for thrones, but I have not a crest. Her heart is fit for home. I, a sparrow, build there, sweet of twigs and twine, my perennial nest. And yeah, just like a quick little cutie poem.
Brett, I feel like you missed a chance to play Pearl Diver by Mitski. Wait, is it just Pearl?
It's
a Pearl Diver.
As I know, a Pearl by Mitski.
Dive, dive, dive. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
That might be a different artist.
No, it's Pearl Diver by Mitski.
Oh, there's also a Pearl. Okay, I see.
She loves pearls.
That's her pearls.
Motif?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know Mitski like that, to be honest, unfortunately. I mean, what I know I like, but I've never heard Pearl Diver.
It's there.
Okay, I'll listen after the episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just get into Forever is a Feeling by Lucy Dacus.
Close behind, we were cherry red in your forest green.
ocean. You are the only exception. Well, maybe I know somewhere deep in my soul that love never lasts.
All so much for listening. We've got one last song to kind of play us out. That's gonna be Ivy by Taylor Swift. Thank you so much. This has been Rhyme or Reason. To know.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay. 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 Yay.
And a faithful God to my hand. In from the snow, your touch brought forth an incandescent glow, tarnished but so grand. To the stone every day, but I don't, I just sit here and wait, grieving for the living. Oh, I can't, my pain fits in the palm of your freezing hand, taking mine, but it's been promised to another. Oh, I can't stop you putting roots in my dreamland, my house of stone, your ivy grows. Now I'm covered in you. I wish to know the fatal flaw that makes you long to be magnificently cursed. He's in the room, your opal eyes are all I wish to see. He wants what's only yours. Oh.